Hi, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
So, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I would like you to try and think of a nice meal you've eaten recently.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to try and describe it. Now, because we're in a recording room, we're going to have to use very descriptive words to describe this nice meal. Can you think of one?
Delicious.
Okay, but what was it?
Well, it was a very nice sort of Japanese meal. It was omakase, so that's sort of like chef's choice. So every course is a little bit of a surprise. You have some of the typical things like delicious fresh sashimi. We had some rather pungent other seafood.
Okay, pungent means kind of, you know, it's got smell
smelly,
to it.
A little smelly. But also it was very surprising and delightful.
Okay. Now, I'm having trouble in my mind figuring out exactly what Mike just ate, okay? And this is the reason why I asked Mike to do that is because it can be really hard to describe food with just words compared to using pictures. It's much easier to, you know, I say, Mike, what did you eat when you were in this foreign country? And he can show me a picture. I'll be like, oh, that looks really great. That looks so tasty. So sharing photos of the food we eat in our meals, of course, that is much more sensible than trying to describe it with words.
True.
Okay, so we're going to explore that in today's article, which is Why Are Food Photos Attractive? Let's read it through and find out why.
Reading. Why are food photos attractive? Do you ever stare at photos of delicious food online? If so, these pictures might have made your mouth water. But why are people so interested in food that they can't actually eat? Believe it or not, the habit of looking at food we can't eat is normal, due to supernormal stimulus. This occurs when animals choose exaggerated versions of things over the originals. In this case, it explains why someone might ignore their microwave dinner to look at a picture of a juicy steak. Humans have actually been aware of this for a long time. The first century Roman cook and author, Apicius, once said, "The first taste is always with the eyes." These days, food photos have found their home on social media, especially Instagram, as hashtag food porn. Both chefs and fans of the trend are just as concerned about a food's look as its taste. Many restaurants, for example, take photos of their food and post them online to advertise their business. They know that it's in our nature to want the best-looking food out there.
So the article begins by saying, "Do you ever stare at photos of delicious food online?" Yes, sometimes. I will not often, but sometimes.
Yeah, or if you're checking out a new restaurant, you might look at the pictures on their Facebook page or on Google.
I guess.
Just to get an idea of the
but
food they serve.
Those are always, you know, they're always kind of like lit up and
that's true.
Made to look a little more special than they really
that's
are.
That's true. So the food never quite looks that good
in
real life.
Okay, so let's look at that verb we used, stare. To stare at something is to look at something very hard with your eyes wide open. Although we can also use the word to mean kind of not focus anything on anything at all, but sit there with your eyes open and stare into space. Now, normally we stare at something for a long period of time and we're really trying to kind of drink it in with our eyes, get all the details we can, try and figure out what it is. You just stare at it. You just keep looking at it. Here's an example, a true one for me. Whenever I walk near Taipei 101, I can't stop staring at it. It's just so big. I just kind of look at it and go, wow, that is a big building.
It is big. I hope you have a, hope you stretch your neck because you can actually injure your neck.
Yeah, if I was trying to look all the way to the top.
It's so tall, but you're right. It's an amazing thing. And yes, your eyes are naturally attracted. You might find yourself staring at the building. But if you like staring at food pictures, it next says, if so, these pictures might have made your mouth water. definitely delicious pictures. Even the delicious description of food, but certainly the smell of food, would make your mouth water. Making your mouth water is today's shortcut for you. We'll listen to a little bit of an explanation and a dialogue, and then we'll be back with the rest of the article.
Shortcut for you. Wow, this food looks great. Let's eat.
Wait, let me take a picture of it first.
Hurry up. These dishes are making my mouth water.
Wow, is that normal? Maybe you should see a doctor about that.
Hey, I'm fine. When I say make my mouth water, it means something makes me want to eat it.
I see. So if something makes somebody's mouth water, it means 使某人垂涎欲滴.
You got it. Yum, I can't wait to taste my meal.
Hang on, I want to take a photo of yours too.
Can't we just remember how it looks? I'm hungry.
Hang on, I'm putting these pictures on social media now. Hey, what are you doing?
I couldn't wait any longer. I had to try this delicious food.
Okay, but I didn't expect you to be eating mine, too.
All right, so yes, basically making your mouth water is causing your mouth to create saliva, or in other words, making you feel really hungry. The smell of delicious food will make your mouth water. But of course, once you eat the food, we wouldn't use that expression.
No.
Because then you actually have the food in your mouth. But it's thinking about food or looking at pictures. Anything that reminds you of delicious food might make your mouth water.
Okay. The question the article then asks is, but why are people so interested in food that they can't actually eat? Okay, they look at they can't eat. It's just a picture. Maybe it's from a restaurant on the other side of the world, you know, or a restaurant they'll never go to. So why is it people love looking at pictures instead of the real thing?
That's a good question. Well, the article says, believe it or not, the habit of looking at food we can't eat is normal due to supernormal stimulus. Wow, that sounds like a very complicated term. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, we have this very handy phrase, believe it or not. This phrase is something you might use when you're telling someone something rather surprising, something that might shock them or surprise them or cause them to say, wait, that can't be true, or I don't believe you. Well, believe it or not, you're basically saying, it's true. Believe it or not, but it is true. And it is true that looking at pictures of food is something normal for people to do.
That's right. And the adjective normal just means common or typical, the kind of thing that usually happens, that we do every day. It's not strange. It's not different from the normal in any way. It's just like, yep, that's normal. That's what we would expect to happen. Here's another example. It's normal for kids to want to play all the time. If you're a kid, you like to play. That's normal. That's what people would expect. So, it's normal to want to look at food in this way. Mm-hmm. But why is it normal?
Well, it's normal due to supernormal stimulus. And here, due to, you can probably figure out, is very similar to because, or more accurately, because of. All right, you're giving something that happens, and then you're giving the reason why it happens. I feel very hungry due to the fact that I didn't eat breakfast, or because of the fact that I didn't eat breakfast. So, be is sort of because of A, right? The second thing in the sentence is the thing that causes the first thing. You can use due to or because of to describe this connection, this relationship. So we like looking at these food photos due to supernormal stimulus. This sounds like a psychological description, something about how the mind works.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's kind of a bit of science we're throwing in here. So we learn what normal means. Now, supernormal is more than normal. It is beyond normal. And the easiest way to think of this is about superheroes.
Oh, okay.
Superheroes are supernormal. They're really strong. They're really fast. They can fly. They can have all sorts of powers. As anyone who's seen a Marvel or a DC movie will know, they are supernormal. We are just normal.
Okay, so we're not using soupy here the way we might use it as like very, like it's a super hot day today. We're not really saying it in that way. It's sort of beyond. It's
beyond it's, normal.
It's
yeah.
this, but extra.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Another way we might use it is super normal could be like describing extreme weather kind
oh,
of thing.
Okay.
So super normal might be a typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just the normal kind of wind and rain. This is super normal. This is kind of way beyond the normal amount of wind and rain.
Interesting. All right. So it's a supernormal stimulus. And that noun basically is something that causes a reaction. That's what a stimulus is. If you feel pain, there must be a reason. There must be something that caused that pain. If I poke someone with a pin, that would be the stimulus that causes their nerves to go ouch and to send that message up to their brain, which goes, that hurts. All right. So the thing that causes the reaction is the stimulus. When talking about food, the smell of cooking steak or fresh cookies out of the oven might be the stimulus for you to go, yum, I want to eat something. But it's the thing that causes the reaction.
Yeah, now smelling it, I would say smelling food or something like that would be a normal stimulus.
Sure, yeah.
But maybe these food pictures, because they're pictures and we use our eyes and maybe our brain gets involved, we use imagination to just imagine how good it will smell or how good it will taste. And that's what makes it super normal, you know, because we're imagining it as greater than it really is, sort of thing. The article explains a bit more and says this occurs when animals choose exaggerated versions of things over the originals. Okay, so first let's look at the adjective exaggerated. Something is exaggerated if it's made out to be bigger or better than it really is. Like someone telling a fishing story about the huge fish they caught. So they're exaggerating. They're saying that fish was enormous, but when we see the fish in real life, it's not so big. So here, the food in the photos, it looks more delicious than probably it would in real life, and our brains make it seem as though it will taste better, smell nicer, have all these good things about it, then again, maybe it really would in real life. And because our brains have made us want it, it's super normal stimulus, and that's why we choose it.
Interesting. And this would be an exaggerated version of the food that we're talking about. An extra beautiful picture of a ice cream sundae might make you really hungry for that when normally you wouldn't, because this version has been exaggerated. This ice cream sundae is bigger, more beautiful. It has more delicious food on top, all that kind of stuff. When we talk about a version of something, it's basically one example of something. It's one type of something. Often versions change over time. When we think about a lot of modern cell phones or smartphones, right? The iPhone X or iPhone 10 is the latest version of the iPhone. It started way back, 10, 12 years ago with the iPhone 1, and then the 2 and the 3 and all these versions were a little different, a little bigger, a little smaller. They're all iPhones, but they're all slightly different in important ways, and that's the difference that makes a different version or a different example of one common thing.
Okay, here's another example of the supernormal stimulus we've been talking about. In this case, the article says, it explains why someone might ignore their microwave dinner to look at a picture of a juicy steak.
Yes.
So the dinner, you can taste it, you can smell it, that's normal stimulus, but the steak looks so good. It's like a stronger signal in your brain and it makes you like it more. Now, we use the phrase here, in this case, and we use it to indicate the situation or circumstance we've just mentioned, or the one that we know we're talking about. Since we've been talking about food, we'll use an example about food to show and demonstrate what we mean. So that's why we use in this case to say, following this example, following this kind of logical train of thought of what we've been talking about, let's give another example.
And when we were talking about the food there, we used this word microwave, a microwave dinner. Microwave is a machine that many people have in their kitchen. It's that small sort of boxy machine, looks like an old television set or something like that. But it's got a door in the front. You put your food in. Microwaves are very good at warming things up very, very quickly. People don't often cook in them, but you might warm things up like an old cup of coffee or pre-made food that's cold and you want to eat it warm. stick it in the microwave in a few seconds or a few minutes, it will be warm again. So microwave food, you can use microwave as a verb too. I'm going to microwave this cup of soup so it's hot again. And here we're talking about a dinner that's made to be warmed up in the microwave, the kind of thing you'd buy it in at a 7-Eleven. For example, Mark put his rice and curry in the microwave and warmed it up for dinner.
Okay, so this idea of the pictures of food being kind of more attractive to our brains than just the food itself, we see in the article that humans have actually been aware of this for a long time.
Oh, it's happened. It started long before food blogging and cooking shows and stuff like that. A lot earlier than that. It says the first century Roman cook and author Apicius once said, the first taste is always with the eyes. So first century Roman cook, this guy was like writing about food back in 50 AD or 50 something, 50 years after the birth of Christ, or in the sort of, you know, modern time of giving out dates after the year zero. So basically 2000 years ago, this guy wrote, the first taste is always with the eyes. In other words, your eyes will make you hungry before you even smell or taste the food. If food looks good, people will want to eat it. And he was an author as well as a cook. A cook, of course, is someone who prepares food. An author is someone who writes. They write books, they write articles, maybe. Probably not someone who writes the news, that would be a journalist, but someone who writes novels, books, fiction, nonfiction. For example, we could say J.K. Rowling is the famous author of the Harry Potter books.
Okay, so 2,000 years ago, people already know that eyes are going to be really important.
Yeah.
And that idea continues today. We now see that these days, food photos have found their home on social media, especially Instagram, as, and here's a popular tag that people use, hashtag food porn. Now, without going into too many details here, food porn just means pictures of food that make you feel excited and that you want to eat them. I'm not really going to talk much more about why that particular hashtag is used, but let's just go with food porn is food that looks really good and makes you feel hungry.
A lot of those cooking shows, the way they shoot the food and there's cheese dripping off the edges of stuff.
You see the steam coming off it.
That's right. It's super normal. It looks way better than it would actually look in a restaurant or in your kitchen, but it will certainly make you hungry and maybe make you want to go out and buy some of that stuff. Anyways, both chefs and fans of the trend, are just as concerned about a food's look as its taste. Yes, definitely the chefs, they want the food to look good. The fans do too, right? A lot of people put pride in taking beautiful pictures of the food and putting it up on their websites and sharing it with their fans and friends. But the chefs, for them, it's business, because a chef is someone who works and cooks in a kitchen, especially a person who's been trained to a high level. They've spent a lot of time, many years probably, studying cooking techniques and how to make the most delicious food possible. They've probably studied in a cooking school or something like that. Chef is actually the French word for boss. So it's also someone who might be the head of a kitchen too, right?
They might
manage the kitchen. They might plan the menu. They're the person who makes sure that all the food looks perfect before it leaves the kitchen and goes out to where the people are eating. For example, we could say Anthony Bourdain is a famous chef who now is a famous TV show host.
Yep, and they're just as concerned about a food's look as its taste. If you're concerned about something, it could mean you're worried or anxious about the current or the future state of that thing. And we can use it in a more serious way. You could be concerned for someone's health. But we can also use it in a less serious way to show that it's something someone wants to focus on in order to get it right. So, yeah, this isn't a matter of complete life and death, but it is something they're worried about, something they really want to make sure goes well. We need to get the taste right, of course, it's food, but we need to get the look right as well. Okay, here's another example sentence. The movie studios are concerned about getting their trailer right and out in time for the Christmas season.
All right. Many restaurants, for example, take photos of their food and post them online to advertise their business. Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Food pictures on websites, on ads, online, all sorts of places like that are hopefully going to attract more customers. And of course, they want the food to look as tasty as possible in those photos.
Yeah, which is why they know it's in our nature to want the best looking food out there. Now, if something is in our nature, it's what we naturally want. It's what our bodies and minds will want without really thinking. For example, it's a wolf's nature to hunt other animals. It's in a cat's nature to sleep all day and to get into tight spaces. And as we see there, it's in our nature, human's nature, to want the best looking food, even if we've actually got some other food in front of us.
That's the idea.
Okay, well, that is the end of the article. That's why we always think food pictures are so attractive. Now let's move on to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, the question in the article relates to the topic, do you post food photos on social media? Why or why not?
Well, we've learned that food photos are great for the restaurants if the photos look nice, and people, of course, like to take pictures. I personally don't.
No, neither do I.
Partly because if I'm at a really nice dinner, probably someone else has taken pictures already, so I might ask them to share those with me.
Yeah, my wife is the photographer.
She is?
So, okay. I don't need to.
And I don't know, I just feel a little strange.
Same.
You know? Everyone else has got their cameras out, and I don't know. I just
want to enjoy it and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Partly. I mean, sometimes I'd like to because I want to review it or remember it.
Sure.
If it's, you know, many different dishes in one meal. So sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could. But at the moment when I'm sitting there, I just feel weird.
Yeah. The only reason I would take a photo would be if my wife wasn't there and I wanted to send it to her and online and show her.
Sure.
So if line counts as social media there, then yes, but I only really share it with
one person.
Two people.
That's,
so
that's
I'm not
true.
Posting it on Facebook, really.
Right.
Unless it was something just super bizarre. Really strange, really unusual. That, like,
right.
I know a lot of my friends will get a kick out of something, you know, really unusual. Like if I was eating a crocodile and you could actually see it was a crocodile.
Oh my gosh.
Something like that.
That would definitely.
I would share that.
That would be worth posting on social media.
You know, not my what I eat for dinner every day kind
or
of stuff.
Or look at this really pretty salad that I got.
Yeah.
Or this beautiful cup of coffee.
Not really for that.
Or something like that. But I think mainly it's because I know someone else will be doing it, so I don't have
you
to.
You don't need. Yeah,
so
that's nice. Mostly it. There we go. Okay, so that is the end of our article. Thanks for listening, guys. And if you do want to post some food pictures, go ahead. It's just a bit of fun. Enjoy it and learn how to make them look really tasty because people will like that more than the real food, as we've discussed today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Why are food photos attractive? Do you ever stare at photos of delicious food online? If so, these pictures might have made your mouth water. But why are people so interested in food that they can't actually eat? Believe it or not, the habit of looking at food we can't eat is normal, due to supernormal stimulus. This occurs when animals choose exaggerated versions of things over the originals. In this case, it explains why someone might ignore their microwave dinner to look at a picture of a juicy steak. Humans have actually been aware of this for a long time. The 1st century Roman cook and author Apicius once said, "The first taste is always with the eyes." These days, food photos have found their home on social media, especially Instagram, as hashtag food porn. Both chefs and fans of the trend are just as concerned about a food's look as its taste. Many restaurants, for example, take photos of their food and post them online to advertise their business. They know that it's in our nature to want the best-looking food out there.
Vocabulary Review.
Stare. Everyone stared at the man on the street when his pants fell down. Normal. A normal breakfast for Jane includes cereal and some fruit. Microwave. Some workers in the office use a microwave to heat up their lunch each day. Author. The author said he got the idea for his new book from his travels in South America. Chef. Our restaurant's chef studied for years in France before working here. Concerned. The teacher is concerned about one of her students because he is doing very poorly in class.